坐在您的座位上好了，我们一起来同心的诵读经，希伯来书10:25，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。 Now let's read in English. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. 我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
父神殿的主，我们感谢您。
Dear Father, we thank you.
给我们宝贵的救恩。
Give us this precious salvation.
也给我们宝贵的教会。
Give us a precious church.
让我们一起同心的聚集。
Let us assemble together faithfully.
不论是主日的聚集，主日的崇拜。
Not only a Sunday worship.
在我们其他时间周间的聚集，小组、团契、祷告会等等。
Or whatever is the fellowship meeting, the prayer meeting during the weekday.
每次聚会是何等的甘甜。
Every gathering together, every fellowship is so sweet.
有主的灵在我们的中间。
Because your spirit is among with us.
因为我们同为神的儿女。
Because we all call the children of God.
让我们在主的大家庭里面互相为肢体。
Let us all become the body of the Christ.
来同心建造我们的教会。
To build up our church.
愿神施恩祝福 CCMC.
Please, God to bless the CCMC.
也特别保守我们今天这一堂的崇拜。
Also protect the, this sermon.
怜悯您自己不配的仆人。
Show mercy to me.
让他按照正义来传讲真理的道。
Let me preaching the correct way.
也让我们每一个人能够同盟一个灵的造就，同得益处。
Let us take the same spirit.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.从今天开始呢，我们有一个小小的系列正道。
For nowadays, we have a serious, sermon topic.
那我们这一个系列的正道，可能是有点不太容易讲的。
This kind of a series maybe is not easy to approach.
有的弟兄姊妹听了可能会觉得扎心。
Some brother sister may feel like hard.
但也感谢神，上个礼拜在凯瑞堂有弟兄跟我说，他说我就愿意牧师能够传讲这种扎心的挑战的信息，我说感谢赞美主。
Some brother sister from the Carey side said, I really like enjoy when you say something, I say the sermon can actually, challenge my personal life.
也有的弟兄姊妹听了可能会觉得有点的不太好受。
Some brother sister maybe hear the sermon and doesn't feel comfortable.
甚至也许可能有点不高兴。
Maybe it's a little bit unpleasant.
但是我的祷告盼望是我们每一位弟兄姊妹，更多的弟兄姊妹能够被激励的建造。
But in my prayer, I hope everyone can be encouraged by the sermon.
因为我们这一个系列每一堂都是用不可开始的。
Because this series of the sermon, we start at no.
那一讲都说不能做什么，不能做什么，我们这个心里面就总是有点好像不是滋味，对不对
？So when we hear that we cannot do this and that, we probably feel rebelling at the beginning.
如果圣经神的话语从头到尾都说你随便，这多好啊，是不是？
If the Bible just taught you can do whatever you want, but that's not the case.
但是其实，既然我们去读圣经，圣经里也是满了神的诫命吩咐，说不可，不可。不可，不可，大家还记得吗
？But when we read the scripture, they also tell us to not do this and that.
最有名的不可出现在哪里啊
？What's the most famous do not?
十诫 ，the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
啊，那里面满了不可，不可。
A few of do not do this, do not do that.
除了要孝敬父母这一条是从正面来讲的。
So only possibly says that respect your parents.
那么。既然圣经里面有讲到，那我们也把圣经里面的一些不可我们一起来好好的思想思想。
So we all, today we're going to focus on the do not from the scripture.
那么今天的题目就叫做不可停止聚会。
So today's sermon title is do not stop assembling.
感谢神今天来到教会当中，大家一起 聚会的弟兄姊妹似乎好像 I'm preaching to the choir, right?
Oh, sounds like I'm preaching to the wrong choir.
包括我们在线上，大家注意，包括我们在线上啊，因为身体软弱其他的原因，不能够来实体聚集，但是通过啊这个网络空间和我们一同来崇拜的弟兄姊妹，感谢神，我们在聚会。
We praise the Lord. People also listen to us through the online service.
我记得多年以前我曾经参加过的一次最让我感动的一次聚会。
So many years ago, I was personally experienced one of the most touched sermon.
那次的聚会不能够算是主日的崇拜。
It's not count like a Sunday worship.
更多的可以说是一个主日下午的一次的小组团契查经。
It's called of a Sunday afternoon fellowship.
但是为什么让我非常的感动呢？这是当年我拍下的照片。
But why I'm so get touch? This is a picture I take.
这是十几年以前在中国的一个县城。
It's many years ago in China, small town.
这个省份我也不提了。
I'm not gonna mention which city.
十年以后，这些孩子们他们的容貌一早就都变了。
After 10 years, the children's face may definitely change.
我就把这张照片也不是很大的摆在这里给大家看一下，主要就是当时的那一幕的景象。
I just want to show you what happened during the fellowship time.
那次我去那个省份服侍，跑了很多的城市。
I was traveling serving the local in China.
他们团队的领袖有带着我在这里服侍，在那里培训等等。
Their local leader bring me to this fellowship and that equipment.
然后这个领袖说，这个礼拜天下午呢也给您安排有一个特别的聚会，好不好？
So the local leader asked me, can you lead a special Sunday afternoon fellowship?
在至少到国内每次去服侍一趟啊，都是要被榨干的那种感觉。
Every single time I went back to China, I have to give me all.
你可以不停的讲道，不停的讲课，不停的聚会，弟兄姊妹好渴慕。
I have to pray constantly, because everyone in mainland China, they have a thirsty heart to follow God's work.
这是他们县里面最好的高中，县城的这个高中的高三学生。
This is the best high school in that town.
那么 those students are the 12th grade, the senior.
A senior.
弟兄姊妹知道中国的这个高考那是不得了啊。
So we know China have a very extreme hard exam to go into the college.
这些高三的学生马上要考大学了，都是在学校里那种封闭式的集训。
These senior high schoolers, they live at school, prepare for the exam.
准备要去拼这条高考的这条路。
They try study very hard for the exam.
为什么是礼拜天下午的聚会呢？
But why we choose a Sunday afternoon to do this fellowship?
因为他们整个礼拜就只有礼拜天下午这半天是有自己的时间，到晚上又要回去继续自习做卷子。
Because they only the Sunday afternoon, they have the free time to do the free thing. After that, they had to go back to school to continue study.
那么这个团队领袖告诉我说，这一群的孩子，他们都是主内的孩子。
The local leader told me those senior high school, they all believer.
那么来到县城来上这个最好的高中，他们的父母也是特别的期盼嘱咐说，让这些孩子千万不要远离主。
So the parents of this high school believer, they also encourage their children to do not forsake, also need to spend time with the Lord.
那么呢，这些孩子们他们也渴慕愿意继续来追求神，继续来聚会。
Those high school senior believers, they do have a heart to pursue the Lord's word.
所以很多其他的同学到礼拜天下午有这么几个小时自由的时间，那么就去逛逛街，买买东西，洗洗衣服，休息休息等等。
Other high school senior, they usually take this leisure afternoon to go shopping or do some laundry.
那么这些小弟兄姊妹就来到这样一个，这是一个狭窄的一个居民楼啊，就在这里面一起来聚集啊，来学主的话语。
But those young brothers and sisters, they only you have this free time to come here, we're in this very small apartment to study Lord's word together.
当地的同工们跟我说，这些孩子很辛苦，很辛苦啊。
The local leader told us those high school believers there study very, very hard.
也希望我能够和他们分享一点信息来鼓励他们。
So the local leader asked me to share something, maybe can encourage them.
那我感谢神，我看到在这些孩子们他们的眼中充满了渴慕。
I saw the light in their eyes.
当他们唱诗歌的时候，当他们一起学习圣经的时候，不是敷衍了事。
When they sing the psalm, hymn, and study the Bible, they are not just take lightly. They really take seriously.
而且您要知道，这些孩子们来聚会实际上是冒着很大的危险。
So those senior high school believers, they take a lot of risk to come, even come to this small fellowship.
因为他们都是18岁以下。
Because they are the age under 18.
中国那个宗教条例不是最近才改的，一直都是这样的规定，18岁以下不可以向他们传教。
So the Chinese religion regulation said you cannot let the youth of the people who are under 18 to participate any religion assembly.
所以马上要高考的孩子如果是被抓到的话，可能他们要面临一些的后果的。
So this senior high school believer, if they be somehow be caught by the local police, they may endanger their the chance to go to take the exam.
因为当地的同工来带领这些孩子，组织这些孩子有这个青少年的聚会，也是冒着风险的。
So the local leader and the local church also take a huge risk to even assembling those kind of a group.
像青少年传福音，这是罪加一等。
It is an extra crime for the law to even take youth to join the fellowship.
是不是啊？这是跟党和政府争夺下一代啊，这个罪行很大的。
It's against the Chinese party.
但是我看到这些孩子们，他们没有畏惧，他们里面满了对主的爱。
But these little brother sister, they are not free about that. They only have the thirst for the Lord's word.
然后到最后聚会完的时候
，when the end of this fellowship，
大家呢就小声的，都你这个里面都很暗的，窗帘什么全都门都关着，很小声的唱歌。
Because this is hiding place, so they very small and that very dark. They are singing the song very quietly.
上次我们有讲到在教会里面聚会，这个唱诗歌不是等人，对不对？
Last time we mentioned about when we sing the hymn, sing the worship song, we are not waiting. This is not the part time. This is not a time waiting for people join the Sunday.
这是唯一一次我遇到大家一起唱歌是送人。
This is the only time I experienced when they sing the song is for the student leaving.
因为来的时候大家三三两两，走的时候一聚会了，好，大家都走了，像美国一样不可以的。
So they cannot just leaving the one place altogether.
这个目标太大了。
Because a group of people is too easy to become target at local police.
大家唱着诗歌，带领同工就只说你们两个人现在可以走了。
So the local leader said, "Oh, you these two students, you can leave first. Just by two people leaving by two people like that."
其他人继续小声的唱歌。
Rest of people can still sing quietly.
再过一会儿，你们三个可以走了。
After a while, oh, those three students, you can leave now.
这样慢慢大家陆陆续续的都离开啊，不会引起周围邻里或者什么居委会大妈的注意。
So they won't call other people's attention.
就是这样的聚会啊。
This is a kind of the fellowship I experienced.
那一十多年那一次的聚集让我真是记忆犹新。
So decades ago, I still remember this. It's very touch.
今天我们生活在北美这样一个环境当中。
Today we live in North America.
我们实在是太蒙福了。
We are such blessed.
今天早晨我们在崇拜开始之前的晨祷当中。
This morning before the Sunday worship.
哎呀，我们的 Amy 老姐妹啊，一开口一祷告，我心里就特别的受感动。
When Amy pray, I feel so touched.
她说：“神啊，感谢你啊，在主日的清晨，我们就能够来敬拜你，多么的蒙福。
”What blessed we can come here in the early morning to come to worship you.
是的，主啊。 弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是太蒙福了。
Yes, brother, sister, we're so be blessed.
我们都知道不可停止聚会圣经当中的一个命令。
We all know do not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a commandment from the Bible.
那为什么神给信徒们这样一个很重要的吩咐呢？
So why God gave the believers this commandment?
今天要和大家一同来分享五点。
I want to share the 5 points.
首先第一个，我们要知道这不是一个重担，而是大福气。
First, we have to know it's not heavy burden, but a huge blessing.
第二点，我们也要知道，如果停止聚会、停止惯了，结局很糟啊。
Second, if we continue forsaking assembling, it will have a bad ending.
第三，我们坚守指望，不致摇动。
The third point, we hold fast our hope without wavering.
我们也要激发爱心，勉励行善。
Stir up love and good works.
那么 last but not least, 那日临近，我们就更当如此。
So much the more as you see the day approaching.
我们一点一点来看。
Let's dive in.
首先第一个，我们知道不可停止聚会，这个吩咐绝不是给一个重担啊，而是让我们能够大大的蒙福。
So we know this do not forsaking assembly, it is not a heavy burden, but a huge blessing.
实际上凭着圣经主话语给我的权柄，我可以在这里告诉大家，弟兄姊妹，清清楚楚地跟大家说，圣经里面的每一个吩咐都是为了让遵守的人能够蒙福，大家同意吗？
I have surely said that all the commandments in the Bible are meant to bring blessing to those who obey them. Does everybody agree with that?
从旧约到新约满了这样的道理。
From Old Testament to New Testament, full of this commandment.
遵守主的话语诫命，你就会蒙福。
You keep the Lord's commandment, you will get blessed.
如果违背主的吩咐和旨意，
If you disobey the commandment from the Lord,
那最后那个结局是不好的。
The ending is not good.
神造我们每一个人，给我们有这样一个做抉择的能力，叫做英文叫做 volition。
God gave a volition to let us to make free choice.
你在神面前怎样去抉择，最后你向神来负这个责任，来交这个账。
You make a decision and also you also have to take consequence after that.
那么我们看到圣经里面有一些的吩咐，我们觉得好像哎呀这个我不太喜欢，不太高兴啊，做着不太舒服。
Sometimes we saw some kind of commandment from the Bible, we feel like it's a little bit unpleasing or discomfort.
但是其实从另外一个角度来思想，就像刚才我们的老姐妹祷告的，你为什么不想说哎呀感谢神，我能够在这里来自由的聚会，在这样美好的场地当中舒舒服服的高高兴兴的来敬拜主，这是神给我极大的恩典。
In other way, we should be thankful we can come here join the service without persecution.
那么关于这个聚会，不可停止聚会，我们要特别强调呢，基督徒的聚会是神他自己一个亲自的召聚。
We have to emphasize that assembling of Christians is summoned by God himself.
跟所有其他的这个聚会啊，这个亲朋的聚会，逢年过节的聚会都不一样。
It have a very differences between the we assembling for the like Chinese festival or such etc.
我们所有其他聚会，比如说这个端午节我们这个端午节有个这个大家一起的庆祝六一儿童节我们小朋友们这个有个庆祝，那都是奉人的名人在聚会。
For example, some Dragon Ball Festival or International Children Festival, they all are summoned by some tradition or human rules.
但是当希伯来书十章二十五节说不可停止聚会，这里所讲到的是神召聚他的儿女到他的面前来。
But here we have to emphasize God himself to call us to assemble together.
那这样一个很重要的概念是跟教会的定义密切相关的。
So it's linked very closely with the definition of the church.
今天我们叫教会，教会。
So what that means is a church.
By the way, 这个基督教信仰是不是一个宗教有很多的这些 debate.
It's a lot of debate. So Christianity is a religion or not?
有人说哎呀我觉得这个不是 religion, 有人说这个是 religion.
Some people debate this, it may not.
其实如果你看我们的这个名字，我们就叫教会。
But if you see the name, we call church.
我们的弟兄，圣经明讲都是教中的弟兄。
So the brother is called the brother from the church?
对。所以其实在圣经当中，如果你去看古老的圣经的翻译 ,religion 其实很多时候翻译成什么？敬虔。
So if we see the old translation from the Bible, the religion often translate to the, godly.
Piety.
piety.
那么我理解啊，我们说这个基督教信仰不像是很多外面的其他的那些的宗教一样，他们只是一种人为的人造的一些的这个理念啊宗教。
We have to say that Christians have a very distinguished difference between the other religion, because usually other religions they are assembled by kind of like a leader or a human.
但是呢，我也不得不说，有的时候有人在说基督教不是一个宗教，实际上它暗含的意思是什么呢？就是他在反对一种 organized religion。
So some people say the Christianity is not religion, it's implied, it's not organized, it's an organization religion.
你看，如果是一个宗教，它有很多的清规戒律啊，能够做什么，很多不能够做这个，不能够做那个，觉得自己很受限制。
Often the religion gives the not to do this and do this list.
但是其实我们要说，圣经当中清清楚楚地告诉我们，实际上一个组织并不是一件坏的事情。
But Bible taught us clearly, have organized is not a bad thing.
当基督徒常常一起的聚集，这本身就是一个组织形式的一个表现。
When the Christian assembling together is reflected organization.
甚至我还听过有这么一句英文的话说，这个 Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship. 不是一个宗教，而是一个关系。我就继续来讲好了。那亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你来看一看，有哪一个宗教是没有关系的？
But dearly brother sister, which religion doesn't involve the relationship involved?
那么呢，也有人说 Christianity 我们就不是一个 organization, 是个 organism 是一个有机体。
But people often say that Christianity is not organization but organism.
那么我也同样的问大家，你看看哪一个有机体是没有组织的？
But I want to ask what kind of organism doesn't have organization structure?
因此我们知道这个教会在原文里面这个词叫 ecclesia, 就是被招出来的意思。
Therefore the church also called by assembling called out by God to himself.
这个词在旧约当中呢，就是旧约那些犹太人他们那个聚集，就是这个词 assembly.
So it's the same word from the Old Testament.
那么到了新约这个 ecclesia 就是出来，前面这个字根是出来 ek, 后面 kaleo 是个声音，被一个声音招出来。
So in the New Testament, ecclesia, the X is from called by God, alia is the voice.
那被神呼召出来与世界分别属于神的一群人的这个聚集，这就叫教会。
So we can see the church definition.
那既然是神的一个教会。
So we know where the church called out by God.
我们一起在神面前这样的聚会聚集，不是件很有福气的事情吗？
It's not a blessing thing we can all assemble together.
我们来看在新约当中啊，有一位的姐妹。
Let's see our one sister from the New Testament.
她呢就坐在主的脚前，在这来听到。
She is sit nearby Jesus and listen to Jesus' sermon.
然后她的姐姐就在里忙前忙后在这里服侍饭食，但是这实际上也是在服侍也很重要的。
Her sister is also busy around for food service.
那么当她的姐姐马大去抱怨的时候，跟耶稣一抱怨，耶稣就回答这个马大了。
The masters complain this to Jesus.
说不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So Jesus responds, but one thing is need, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.
大家都在主的脚前来听到，玛利亚也坐在那里来专心的来听到耶稣说这是上好的福分。
When we sit here to listen to the sermon, and just like the Mary, sit near by the Jesus feet and listen to him.
在马太福音十八章，主说，只有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Matthew 18:24, where two or three are gathering together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them.
所以我们说，基督徒的聚会不是 party。
So we have to say our Christian assembly is not a party.
人间的 party 只能带给我们人间的欢乐。
The earthly party only can bring the earthly pleasure.
但是奉着主的名的聚集有天上的喜乐，因为有主的同在。
But if we gathering together in God's name, we have the spiritual gift, we have spiritual blessing from heaven.
啊，我再次和弟兄姊妹说，真的我们要想想，我们能在这里聚会是不容易的。
I have to say one more time, it's not easy we can all be together here, gathering together.
整个的这个教会历史是常常充满了许多的逼迫、不自由、拦阻的。
When we look back at the whole church history, we saw most often they being persecuted, not able to free to worship.
基督徒聚会是要付代价，付很大的代价。
It's often pay extreme price to worship God.
我家的车子后面都有一个鱼的标志，我以前和弟兄姊妹讲过这个 Jesus Fish 的故事。
Yeah, I have the Jesus Fish the logo at the back of my car.
因为当年教会在逼初代教会被逼迫的时候，信徒怎么去找这个有聚会的地点啊
？So when early church being persecuted, how they find the safe place?
他也不能到官府那里去打听。
They cannot just ask a local government where is the safe place.
但那时候也没有互联网去这个 po 个帖子。
So no internet post.
你如果真 po 帖子，也被网警抓了。
If you post something, you will be taken off immediately.
那么你走到这个街上，如果看到有一家门口挂着一个这样鱼的标志啊，就是 Jesus Fish 这两笔。
So if you want to stop by a store or some place have this Jesus Fish the logo on the top，
他就知道这一家是基督徒。
The Christian will know this family is Christian。
这里可以聚会，太宝贝了。
It's a safe place to a gathering together。
两个基督徒见面的时候，不敢公开的在这里就问候，哎，你是不是主里的？你是不是主里的？就把手伸出来，就这么一笔，因为这个其实是不是是两笔嘛？你画一笔，我再补一笔，就知道哦，对上了，这是主内的弟兄姊妹。
So in the early church, when during the persecution, they cannot publicly ask, "Oh, are you Christian?" So, but if they know how to have this logo, the fish logo, the two fish logo, they can recognize each other, so they know they are brother sister in Christ.
就是这样聚会的。
That's the how they gathering together.
多年以前我原来有个教会，里面教会有位老姐妹是东北人。
Many years ago, my previous church, one sister from the northeast China.
那在国内呢，信主多年。
She believed in Lord many years.
包括在那个文革期间，也是都因着信仰的缘故，受到很多的艰难。
Also during the Cultural Revolution, she get persecuted.
后来中国这个开放以后呢，那么他的儿子就先来到美国。那过一段时间也把妈妈办出来，妈妈也来到美国。
So later on, her son went to United States and bring her with him.
那么这个老姐妹下了飞机，儿子就到机场去接她。妈妈终于到了。
So her son pick up her at the airport.
那这个孩子一看到妈妈的，脱口而出：“哎呀，妈终于来了，感谢赞美主啊！”
So her son said, "Praise the Lord, finally you arrive."
把这个老姐妹吓一跳，小声点，你怎么这么大声啊
？So the old sister said, "Shh, so be quiet, don't be so loud."
这儿子说：“妈，你已经到美国了。
”Her son said, "Mom, you are already here, United States."
可以放心的说感谢赞美神。
So take it easy, you can say praise the Lord in here.
这是老姐妹亲口给我讲的。
That's exactly what she talked to me.
因为在中国那个环境当中已经太多年，她已经形成这样的习惯了，不敢公开的这样大声的去说的。
But because in China so many years, she has the habit that she cannot just publicly proclaim like that.
有一位老牧师，他也是我自己个人的属灵的导师，现在已经回天家了。
My personal
spiritual mentor.
My spiritual mentor, my old brother, he already went to heaven.
他做很多主要是面向中国大陆的这个服饰，非常低调的做了许许多多的事工。
He has a lot of ministry to face to the mainland China.
那这个福音的广播在到国内去，弟兄姊妹见到他不认识，一听他声音说，哦，原来你是谁谁谁呀、啊？啊，因为这个什么远东广播电台、良友电台、益友电台，他都听到他的声音。
He's focused on the radio ministry.
这位老牧师，他在美国教堂，也是我亲眼看到，他看到一个教堂，哇，这么漂亮，这么大，这么宏伟，能够这么多的人。
He saw some like American church is very pretty, very grand and beautiful.
他就非常的赞叹，很感慨。
He was the in awe.
他说什么时候我们中国的教会、中国的信徒也能够有这么漂亮的建筑，能够公开的、自由的来聚会、来敬拜主就好了。
He was saying like when China can have this pretty church building, also can freely worship our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，千万千万不要再把这个不可停止聚会当成一个哎呀重担，那又到礼拜天了，又得去教会啊。
Dear brother, sister, please do not take this lightly. We come to hear assembly is not a burden, it's a blessing.
啊，一到礼拜五啊，或者是另外一个时间了，哎呦，又要去团契小组了。
Don't just mumbling in your heart, hey, it's time to come to Friday, it's time to come to Sunday.
啊，一到礼拜三了，又要去祷告会了，等等等等。
Oh, it's a Wednesday again, we have to go to the prayer meeting. Do not think about that.
你知道在旧约当中啊，信徒每一次聚集的时候，他们是要吹号的。
You know, in the Old Testament, every assembling together, they gonna blow the trump.
啊，吹号是什么意思啊？就是非常的高兴，招呼大家来了来了啊！打仗啊，吹这个冲锋号，我们就一起来上阵为主征战。
It's a represent we're so happy to come here.
啊，当那末次号筒吹响的时候，信徒也要被招聚的。
As the end of the Trump in the revolution, we all gonna come together joyfully.
啊，所以民数记十章第三节就说，一吹号的时候，全会众就到你那里，来到摩西那里，就聚集在会幕门口啊，来敬拜神。
The Numbers 10:3, when they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
有一位师母。
One old sister.
这位师母是当年我和师母啊，我们在读神学、在服侍的时候，是我们教会的牧师和师母。这位师母亲口给我讲的一件事情。
This is back to when me and my wife was back to my previous church, and this old sister told me in person.
他说他的爸爸妈妈呢，妈妈是基督徒，爸爸不是基督徒。
She told me her mom is Christian, but her dad is not.
后来这位师母的老妈妈就常常的跟年轻人就用自己的这个亲身经历说，一定要找信主的。
So her mother is urging to the young folks that you have to find a spell in Christ.
那有人跟她说后来你的先生丈夫不是也信了主了吗？她说太艰难了。
Some people say later on your husband believing Lord eventually is not, but she said it takes so much effort and time.
这对夫妻他们有12个孩子。
This couple have 12 children.
在台湾。
In Taiwan.
6男6女。
6 girls, 6 boy.
那我们这个师母就是其中6女当中的一个。
So this one old sister is the one of the 12 siblings.
这么一大家子人，这个那丈夫跟她说，你还去什么教会？
So oftenly, her husband said, oh, you have such a siblings, family, all the people, why do you go to church?
每天照顾家都照顾不过来啊。
You have so many children to do in the take care of the family.
但是这位师母的妈妈非常的敬虔，她说不行，我一定要去教会。
But this old sister's the mom replies that no, I have to go to the church.
不单是主日的崇拜，而且他们的教会呢，在台湾的教会有那个早祷会。
Not only Sunday worship, but also they have a morning Sunday prayer.
Not morning Sunday, 就是 weekday prayer.
Weekday prayer.
那么呢，因为大家也都住在教堂的附近嘛，所以就走着就来。
Because they live nearby the church, so they all walk to the church and have a morning prayer every day.
她丈夫不让她去，她就每天非常早的起床。
So So when her husband opposed him, her do not go to the church, she wake up very early.
把家里面的这个早饭呐、啊，早上的这个所有的家务事情一全都做好。
Prepare breakfast, prepare everything ready.
啊，然后就去教会参加这个祷告会。
Then go to the morning prayer.
但即使是这样，回到家里还常常要被她的老公来修理。
Even though she did everything she can, but often when she get back, she still get scored by her husband.
大陆来的弟兄姊妹知道修理是什么意思吗？
Oh, get fixed by husband.
修理啊，就是要被老公打呀，被老公逼迫。
She even get abused by her husband.
但是即使这样，这位敬虔的妻子，其他的对丈夫都是非常的尊敬顺服，就这一点，你不让我去教会，我一定要去。
Even though this godly wife can handle those from the family, from her husband, but only one thing she cannot forsake is not go to church.
也是因为这样，这一家人的信仰没有失去，而且妈妈把孩子们带到教会，这些孩子从小非常的敬虔。
Because of the this wife insistence, also she bring all her children to the church.
也是因为这样，这位太太没有远离主，没有停止聚会，所以终于到有一天。后来她的丈夫也信主了。
Because she never stopped going to the church, eventually, her husband returned to believe in God.
是因为她丈夫曾经得很重的病，医生都觉得没有办法了啊。这时候牧师来为她祷告，向她传福音，她悔改归主了。
Because her husband was ill very bad, and the pastor come to pray for him, and he get healed.
然后以后就一大家子人一起高高兴兴的，每次去教会。一坐两排。
And all their family go to the church all together, like they take two rows of seats.
在六男六女当中，有三个儿子做牧师，这个六女当中有三个女儿做师母。
So in the 12 children, three of the sons become a pastors, and the three of the daughters become the wife of the pastor.
这师母今年年初我还见过，前不久我们还有。通电话，他们真的是非常蒙福的一家。
I just recently spoke to them. They are such a blessed family.
都是因为他们可爱的妈妈、敬虔的妈妈没有停止聚会。
All because their lovely mom doesn't stop go to church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的聚集乃是一个十字架的聚集。
Brother, sister, our assembling is assembling of the cross.
什么叫十字架？因为十字架有一横一竖。
What is called the assembling of the cross? Because we have a horizontal way and a
horizontal and the vertical.
Vertical.、Yeah.
那么约翰一书第一章第三节呢，老约翰使徒约翰就讲了一句话，这句话就讲到我们圣徒这个相交有两个这个维度。
So in the first John 1:3 also mentions this two direction.
为什么基督徒的聚会这么美好？老约翰说，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，这是横向的，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，这是纵向的。
That's why it's so sweet, because through which we have seen her, we declare to you, which that you may also have fellowship with us. That's the horizontal way. And the truly of our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
所以大家看到，当我们弟兄姊妹每一次在神面前一聚集的时候，一个十字架，一个无形的十字架就树立在我们中间。
So every single time we are assembling together, we have an invisible cross.
当基督被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向他。
So when the cross lifts up, they're gonna draw all the people to him.
我们每次聚集就是一个美好的见证。
Every single time we are assembling together is a sweet, beautiful testimony.
路加福音十七章二十一节啊，这节经文可能弟兄姊妹们啊也都比较熟悉，因为有时候有人问啊，天国或者说神国，我们在这里不做天国神国的区别啊，有的解经会做区别啊，我们在这个释经讲释经学培训的时候，我们以后会提到这一点啊。那有人问说神国在哪里？天国在哪里？有一首歌大家会唱吗？天国在哪里啊？但没有唱是吧？天国在哪里啊？这是多年以前的天韵那首诗歌啊，神的国就在你们心里，这是主的话。
So people ask, where is the kingdom of God? In the Luke, we say, indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.
但是如果你去看这个和合本翻译，它小字有注解，这个心里也可以翻译成什么呢？中间。
So the translation also have one that God is within you.
That's a Chinese translation, 中文的这个翻译。
Okay, yeah, in Chinese translate.
所以弟兄姊妹们啊，神国在我们每个人心里，神国也可以理解为就在我们中间，当每次我们聚集的时候，神的国就在这里。
So brother, sister, whenever we assemble, the kingdom of the God is in our heart, also is in with you. 好。
第二点。
The second point.
如果停止聚会，停止惯了，结局是很糟的。
If we forsake assembling as a habit, it will be leading a bad ending.
今天我们的经文说，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
So we see the Hebrew term 25, no forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manners of some.
在这里希伯来书的作者虽然没有直接讲到那些停止聚会停止惯了的人是怎么样，但是他这个隐含的意思已经非常的清楚，千万不要像那些停止惯了的人呀。
So the author of the Hebrew emphasized we cannot follow the manner of the some.
我们华人教会这一位非常有名的解经家陈中道老牧师曾经讲过一段话。
So this famous Reverend Stephen C.T. Chan.
他说魔鬼在使一个信徒完全跌倒之前，必先使他与教会疏远，孤独的与那些不信主的人相处，其结果就会很容易的跌入罪恶的网络中。
Before the devil caused a believer to fall completely, he will first alienate him from the church and make him live alone with no believers. As a result, he will easily fall into the snare of the sin.
在这里说那些停止惯了人是什么样一个结果没有说，但是圣经当中确实有另外一个地方有讲到有一些人对一件事情习惯了，可那个结局是什么呢？我们来看一看。
So the Bible also mentions whoever they are forsaking assembly as a habit, they do have a bad consequence.
这段经文实际上读起来是很沉重很沉重的。
It's a very heavy verse when we read it.
请问在前书四章一到二节，圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
First Timothy 4:1-2, now the Spirit explaining said that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving hint to the deceived spirit and the doctrine of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, have their own conscience seared with a hot end.
啊，弟兄姊妹请注意啊，我绝不是说哎呦我这个今天出差没有能够去教会崇拜，或者今天我身体不舒服没有能够来教会，哦完了就是这个被热铁烙惯一般，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying like if you have a business trip or something, your conscience spears with a hot air.
这是讲到一种的状态。
But more mention about the state.
一开始偶尔呢我们缺少一次的聚会，心里会感觉有一些的不安。
Maybe sometimes when you first miss out the church, you will feel a little bit uncomfortable.
心中呢仿佛缺少什么。
Feels like you're lacking something.
这里有一个提醒，有一个圣灵在我们的内心当中有一个督促。
Usually Holy Spirit will give us a reminder.
好像一个很热的一个铁块，我稍一靠近它，哎呦觉得这很烫，我的手就要离它远一些。
Just like something very hot touched to us will for burn and we will know.
但是呢如果我们一直继续的不聚会继续不聚会，慢慢的这样一种不安这种缺少什么的感觉就很弱了，就习惯了开始。
But if we constantly forsaking assembling, we will just get used to and our heart just no sensitive anymore.
我们的手一碰一些什么热的东西，一开始觉得这个很烫啊，但是慢慢的好像你就适应了这个温度了。
When we touch something very hot and a well we get used to, maybe doesn't feel hot at all.
你知道在我们家里面这个微波炉热的一些的菜啊， 刚热完了以后非常烫，我孩子们他们都不敢去碰，我拿着直接就给拿出来了。
Sometimes my microwave, I heat food from microwave. My children dare to touch it, but I can just touch it.
为什么？因为我的手已经对这个温度慢慢比较适应了，习惯了。
Because my hands get used to the high temperature of this dish.
那么当我们缺少聚会，慢慢一开始说，哎呀，我缺少神的同在，我觉得很枯干。可是怎么样呢？慢慢这个世界的谎言，世界的诱惑，世界的精彩就开始占据我们的内心。
When you first lack of the assembling, then later on your heart will easy to listen the lie from the devil, and some earthly pleasure will easily get into your heart.
我们所缺少的这种主内肢体的生活就开始被世界的那些不信主的人的影响就占据了。
If we lack of the true fellowship of the body of the Christ, we easily get influenced by not believers.
这样一种的情况是非常不好的。
This death is not good.
所以我们在这个四个属灵定律，我们常用四个属灵定律来传福音，这个小册子写的还是比较好的啊。那么呢，在信主人如果做了觉知祷告，信主以后他立刻就有一个提醒。
So we also use this four spiritual law to remind us.
他讲到什么呢？说信徒与信徒之间的关系啊，就像几根木材一起燃烧，它就光热倍增。
So remind people who have just believed in Lord, the relationship between the believer is just like several pieces of the wood burning together.
那么你讲一根柴抽出来放到一边，很快这根柴怎么样，它就熄灭了。
If you pull one piece out, put aside, the heat will go out soon.
所以我们基督徒的这个聚会的生活是何等的重要。
So it is very important we have a regular healthy church life.
所以你想说，哎呀，这个神为什么让我们一起聚会啊？是不是一起聚会的人多一点啊？这个耶稣的脸上挺有面子的。
Don't think about what Jesus just wants more people come here so can add some glory on him.
基督的聚会不是对神重要，但是神也喜悦，更重要是对你我非常的重要。
God delights that, but also more important is it's important for our life.
好，下面呢，我们更快一点。希伯来书十章二十五节，我们要看它的这个 context 上下文。
So we can see the context of the Hebrew term.
前面这段的经文我就不都读了。那我们看到第二十三节说什么呢？十章的二十三节说，也要坚守我们所承认的指望。不致摇动。
Let's emphasize the verse 23. Let us hold fast the confessions of our hope without wavering.
前面讲到我们已经成为主身体的一部分，我们已经成为神家里面的人。
Previously we mentioned that we are already a body of the Christ, a body of the church.
那我们当然就应该要存着诚心信心到神的面前来。
So we're supposed to come to God with all the faith.
这承认指望不致摇动非常的关键。
It's very important we hold fast our faith.
当信徒一起同心聚集的时候，我们才能够在信仰上面彼此的坚固。
So when believers gathering together, we can actually strengthen each other.
你有你的问题，你有我的困惑啊，我也有我的软弱啊，我也有我的不明白的地方。
You have your weakness, the trouble. I do have also my weakness and trouble.
当大家在一起聚集学习主的话语，互相带导的时候，我们的信仰就得到刚强。
But when we gathering together, pray for each other, listen to each other, our faith get strength.
那我们一起共同的来领受真道，叫做教学相长。
So we can receive the truth and learn from each other.
所以我们在教会里面，我们就有这么一句话嘛，不是做老师，就是做学生。
So we have a saying that if you're not a teacher, you are a student.
教会。就好像是一个学校，不单只是 Sunday School， 我们就是一个学校，大家一同来学习认识主，学习跟从主。
So we also can think church also is like a school. We can learn from each other, also learn from the Lord's word.
那让我们的根基更牢固，互相的鼓励扶持，每一个人走都是艰难的。
Yeah, so we also can encourage each other, support each other. If we just by ourselves, the journey is going to be hard.
这样才能够共度难关。
So we can overcome the difficulty together.
有人说，喜乐的事情大家一起分享就加倍。
So people say if we have something to joyful, we should share each other, so the joy will be doubled.
那些艰难痛苦的事情，信徒一起来分享，它就减半。
to share the suffering or the difficulty, the difficulty will cut half.
在我们基督教信仰当中是没有所谓的独行侠的。
There is no lone rangers in Christian faith.
我有时候会遇到有的这个基督徒啊。
Sometimes I meet a Christian.
他因为这样的原因那样的原因他就对基督徒的聚会感觉到失望。
Because such different reasons, he or she may feel like disappointed on come to church.
然后呢他就说我们就问他说那你现在在哪里聚会他说我现在不聚会。
We may ask him, where you go to the church now? He may say, I don't go anywhere.
然后讲一句非常自豪的话。
He will proudly say,
我现在自己直接跟神来交通。
I directly commune to God.
我真的真的当面亲耳的听到有人这么跟我说。
That's exactly I hear.
首先第一点即使有这样的独行侠。
First, even they do have some people like this, lone rangers,
也不是一个好的见证。
It's not a good testimony.
为什么呢？因为你说我自己哇，我已经信主这个好多年了，然后呢，我也已经自己独自聚会跟神，独自交通五年了。你看我还没有远离信仰。
Why? Because some people will say, "Oh, I come to I believe the Lord many years. I didn't go to the church. I just by myself directly commune with God for 5 years. I'm still believer."
但是我敢保证。如果要是其他基督徒效法这个见证，肯定有许许多多的人很快就远离主了。
If all other believers try to learn from your example, I'm sure majority gonna leave the Christian faith.
第二点，你说你现在刚强，你敢保证你后面的五年、十年，你当你遇到难处的时候还继续刚强吗？
Second, if you thinking you are strong now, how about next 5-10 years? Are you gonna guarantee you will be strong in Lord?
还有一点非常非常重要的，你即使你说我信仰很刚强，你向谁去传福音呢？你怎么来服侍神呢？
So the most important point, like you said, you believe in the Lord, but where you go to share the gospel, where are you to serve the Lord?
啊，那退一步讲，你就是一个独行侠，你还热心跟人传福音，你把很多人带信主了，这些你总得带他们聚会吧。
Another point is if you really go to share the gospel, bring people to church, you had to bring them to a church.
所以最后你最后就是落一个自己建的教会。
Then you just build your own church somehow.
好，圣经怎么说？传道书四章说，两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
So what the Bible says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起来，这人就有祸了。
For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he fall, for he has no one to help him up.
啊，再者第十一十二节，要不十一十二节我们就直接就时间的关系，我就直接读中文啊，就不用翻译。再者二人同睡，就都暖和；一人独睡，怎能暖和呢？有人攻胜，孤身一人，若有二人，便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。主的话语已经非常非常清楚地告诉我们。
The Lord has His will very clearly showing the Bible.
我们每个人都需要有属灵的同伴、属灵的伙伴。
Everyone need a spiritual companion.
啊，所以你知道吗？这个伙伴这个词特有讲究。
So this companion have special meaning.
英文叫 partner, 对不对？
Oh, it's a partner.
啊 ，partner 什么意思？我们每个人都是一个 part, 都是一个部分。
Every individual is a part.
那大家聚在一起才成为一个整体。
Every individual gathering together will become become whole.
那中文的伙伴的这个 partner 一定是翻译成伙伴，伙伴这个词伙字更有意思。
So in the Chinese translation, the partner is even more interesting.
后面这部分又不用翻译了，因为这是讲到中文啊。
It's hard to translate, so I'm gonna pass.
繁体字的这个伙伴的伙呢，是一个果加一个火。啊，那么。简体字的火呢是一个人字边加一个着火的火。啊、整体上一般来说我自己都认为呢这个繁体字或者叫这个叫什么正体字更好。很多的简体字简的都这个意思都看不出来了。但唯一有一个例外很少的例外我自己个人认为啊这个 in my humble opinion, which I highly regard, 我认为这个简体字的火人字边的火要比正体字里面果字边的火呢要更好一点。为什么呢？因为在这个 清代的时候，实际上这个火字就已经开始有单立人旁的一体字了。本来这个果加一个火的意思就是众，众多的意思，只是有众多的意思。但加一个单立人的火是什么呢？是军队里面的一个词啊，军队里面叫十人为一火。在这个元代的时候，元魏的时候，那时候就开始啊，就军队本来是一个单位，但十人为一伙是什么意思？十个人围一个锅一起吃饭啊，这就是一个单位。那十人围一个锅呢，就大家一起来搭伙嘛，就有这个词。因为我是从一个锅里吃的，所以我们大家的关系就特别特别的近，所以后来就有这个伙伴引申为亲密的同伴啊，这是这两个字的一点点的区别，这一部分就不需要 translation 了，我们单单就是中文啊。那下面我们就继续来看，来到新约，新约当中哥林多前书十二章，这里又是有一段的经文，又是比较长，我们就单单只听英文，我就不读中文了。
So we come to the New Testament in the First Corinthians 14 chapter 14 to 18, 26 to 27. We're just gonna read in English part together.
Yeah, please.
For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is therefore not of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not the body, is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were our eyes, where would be our hearing?If the whole were hearing, where will be the smelling? But now, God has sent the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if the one member is suffering, all the members suffering with it. Or if the one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of the Christ, and members individually.
Amen. 这段在新约当中，神就用一个身体的例子讲到我们信徒在主的里面，在教会里面这种亲密的关系。
So God used this body as example to show the close relationship we should have in Christ.
一个教会，比如说我们 CCMC 这个大家庭。
For example, in the CCMC.
每个人都是一个 part 啊。
Every individual is a part.
哎，那我们大家聚在一起的时候，互相为肢体，才成为一个身体。
When we gather together, we're all like a part of the body. Then we gather together, we are become a body.
哎，那谁都离不开谁。
We shouldn't, our relationship should be close.
一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体一同受苦；一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体一同的快乐。
So one member suffering, all members suffering. One member get honor, all members should rejoice.
这里特别的就讲到圣经里面的讲到这个具体的教会，我们不是说那个普世的那个看不见的无形的超越空间甚至超越时间的那个教会。
We're not talking about the
universal church.
Universal church.
We're talking about the local, a single church. 那在这样的一个教会的关系里面，大家是非常近的。所以有时候有人问说，教会里面为什么要有这个会员制度？
So in the local church, our relationship should be close. Some people will ask why we have this membership.
啊，这个会员制度是不是符合圣经的
？The membership is the follow the Bible principle.
那这个回答其实很简单，圣经里是有的。
The answer is easy because they do exist in Bible.
只不过它不叫 member， 它叫肢体。
They don't call the membership, but they do call the body.
如果你去看这个英文，这个 member 本来这个意思，实际上就跟这个身体 body part 的这个肢体。是有关系的。
So the original word is the same, the member equal to the body.
所以我们都在教会里面互相的为肢体，不可停止聚会。
So we all the member and the body of the Christ, so we shouldn't stop assembling together.
那这个不可停止聚会呢？大家要注意啊，这个不是有的人说我也没有停止聚会，我今天去教会 A。然后下礼拜去教会 B， 然后再下礼拜去教会 C 啊。我以前这个我在纽约州有纽约市的这个牧师跟我说呢，说在我们纽约市，因为华人教会特别多，然后就有一些的这个信徒叫跳教会。
So I have heard the story from the people from the New York because they do have many Chinese church in New York. So they do have a group of people they call church hopper.
啊，那今天在这个教会，明天在那个教会。
So they often stay one church one day and another church the next day.
对这个个人来说， 好像他是没有停止聚会。
So for the individual, seems like they didn't stop gambling together.
但实际上，他这个聚会是不是正常的呢
？But is that healthy in a normal way?
是不正常的。
It's unhealthy.
实际上是常常中断的停止，中断停止的。
So it's usually resume and resume.
而且你也看到，如果要是每一个信徒大家都是这样做，那这个教会就没有了，这个聚会就不可能了。
So if everyone is a church hopper, they won't have a church exist.
你想想，一只手，对吧？你不可能说今天我在老张的身上做手，明天我又在这个李四身上做手，这个 body part 的串来串去，这个不是就麻烦了。
Yeah, you cannot be a one hand of everybody's church.
对，我们都在主内。互相为肢体，来同心建造教会，我们属灵的家。
We should be our body and a member of the local church.
啊，下面第四点啊，激发爱心，勉励行善。
The point for stop love and good works.
基督徒聚集的目的是生命的成长和改变。
The purpose of the Christian gathering together is for growth and changing life.
一方面，我们是好好学习主的话语，让我们的信心有根有基，没错。
Well, we also learn from the Lord's word and we, so we can have a solid foundation of our faith.
但更重要，我们看到圣经当多次强调行善，行善，行善，行善。
But also we see the, in the Bible emphasize multiple times we need to do the good works.
我们每次讲到行善的时候，我们就说你要注意啊，这行善不是讲学雷锋。
Oh, so the good works not just that you act good deed.
Be a good person.
Be a good person.
圣经里讲到的行善是跟我们基督的成圣相关的。
So in the Bible, the good works is related to our sanctification.
是指行出神所预备叫我们行的。
Do what God has prepared for us to do.
如果我们行不出来，那我们的信心就是死的。
If we didn't live out of the faith, our faith is dead.
就是空的。
In vain.
这就是这一点非常重要的，我们当基督徒一起聚集的时候，我们能够把主的善能够行出来，让世人看到这是一个有爱的一个大家庭。
When we ask the body of Christ gathering together, show the love and show the good works in front of the whole world, we can bring the love of the God.
我们一起传扬福音。
We all share the gospel together.
一起宣教。
All go to the ministry together.
啊，我们一起办夏令营。
We all go prepare the camp together.
办布道会。
Evangelist camp.
把人带到主的面前来。
Bring people to Christ.
你知道我们最近的两次早宣，到 Greenville 到 Fairville 短宣结束之后的这么长时间，还有弟兄姊妹还不断的在回味当地的弟兄姊妹，说你们什么时候再来。
So we do have a recently two short trips to share the gospel to Fairville and Greenville.
你们带信主的人能不能给他们继续来做这个初心的造就栽培。
So those two people, local place, they ask us to come back to have more training and more discipleship.
这是我们在主里面的见证。
That's a testimony from God.
第五点。
The five point.
既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So much the more as you see the day approaching.
你知道耶稣马上要来了吗？
Do you know that Jesus is gonna coming back soon?
你看到现在这个世界是何等的危险吗？
Did you see the danger of this world?
当我们面对这个世界危险极难的时候，
When we face the danger of the world,
你最先想到的是谁？
Who is the person you think about first?
你最爱的人，家里人，是不是啊？
So your beloved family.
一家人赶快聚在一起。
We need a gathering as a family together.
你知道这个很多人家里有这个 fire drill 的时候，如果着火了，一家人要有一个什么呀？集合点啊 ，collective point， 家里门口一些树底下，我们赶快要聚齐了。
So if you have fire drill in your house, you have a collecting point. Everybody, every family member, gathering together.
我们不是大难临头各自飞。
We are not just like flee away from the danger by individually.
而是一起来同心的聚集，面对，等候，鼓励，扶持。
But gathering together, face the persecution together, and praise each other, encouraging each other.
好吧，时间已经过了，我们一起来温习一下。
Let's review.
为什么这样一个重要的命令主要给我们？
Why God gave us this such important commandment?
因为这是大福气。
Because it's a huge blessing.
因为不遵守会有很糟的结局。
Because if we're not following, we'll have a bad consequence.
是为了让我们的信仰能够坚固。
Because it's a strength of our faith.
是让我们能够把这善行活出来。
Because we could live up the good work.
也是因为基督再来的日子一天一天近了。
Also because the day is approaching.
我们一起在祷告之前，我还想分享一句话。
I want to share one word.
刚才我们一开始说啊。It seems I'm preaching to the choir, 因为大家都来聚会了。
It seems like I'm preaching to the wrong crowd, but yeah.
但是我们还要避免一种的停止聚会。
But we also need to emphasize we need to avoid one type of forsaking assembly.
这种所谓的停止聚会就是人在聚会，心不在聚会。
It seems like you are here, but you actually not here.
今天是把大家得罪够了，是吗？在听着扎心真不舒服，不要。
Have mercy on me.
但是弟兄姊妹，我相信知道，这是为着我们属灵的好处，这也是本着主的话语的吩咐，我们彼此在主面前的一个提醒和互勉。
This is a remind each other, encourage each other.
我们前面所讲的所有这些的聚会的前提，都是神在我们当中，我们一起同心的聚集，渴慕的追求，我们的心都在这里。
This is what all mentioned, like, God is in with us, so we can have a real assembly.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，感谢赞美您。
Dear Father, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们有两三人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
Jesus, you promise us, if we only have a two or three people gathering together in your name, you will be with us.
今天您在 CCMC 来掌权，设立主荣耀的宝座。
Today you are in here, you establish your glory throne in here.
在我们的聚会当中，让我们感受到主的同在，让我们能够被主您自己的话语更完全的得着。
Please just in this assembling together and let your word to change our life.
也让我们遵守主的吩咐。
Let us to listen your commandment.
不停止聚会。
Follow your commandment, do not forsake assembling.
珍惜我们每一次聚会的机会。
Really appreciate every time we gathering together.
来让我们主内大家庭弟兄姊妹携手同心，一起背负十字架走天路。
Let us to bear the cross together and share the same journey to the rest of our lives.
迎接主的再来。
So we can waiting for you coming again.
奉主的名求。
In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Alrighty, amen. Thank you for the sermon.